Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Chris Cook. Here's a poem for Dennis Held called The Laureate of Vinegar Flats. He'll miss a lot of things, many of them small and fleeting, things that his words have given a permanence. His poems about Vinegar Flats take me back to when I lived there in the 80s in a farmhouse overlooking Hangman Creek. They don't call it that anymore. I remember a big rock in the middle where a great blue heron always fished, the water so strong and mesmerizing that some days the creek was fixed and the heron, the rock, and I were moving upstream. And Harlow Hotram, our unofficial neighborhood mascot, Steve Adams's glass studio, Wayne Ueda's dad's auto shop, the Japanese farms, and Vinnie's Victorian house on the corner where I learned to milk goats, where the band rehearsed, the chick singer teleporting lyrics across space and time, taking us to the banks of the Wabash far away, pleading for hard times to come again no more. Lyrics sung above a creek where just last week, after a decades-long absence, I saw that the heron's fishing rock had eroded, was now smaller than before. The water and the music and Dennis's poetry flow out of Vinegar Flats, and nothing gets in their way. That was The Laureate of Vinegar Flats by me, Chris Cook, and this has been The Poetry Moment.